Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Yeah, here we go. It's KBN. I am Brad Northman. It's so darn good to be here. You know how much I enjoy my job talking to these guys every single day. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Alex Stroff, Brad Northman here on a little bit of a sugar high, we might say. Over the last 2 minutes, we went and looked. We talked about what my resting heart rate was. It was usually in the 40s, maybe low 50s.
44, you said.
44. We just looked at it. It's mid-80s. It's 86. Boy, it feels good. It's a good day to be alive.
It's a good day to be alive, Brad.
It's a great day to be alive on this Thursday.
For those who missed it, Brad Norman's wife had to do the thing at the doctor while pregnant where she had 12 ounces with 50 grams of sugar and do some testing on some diabetes you can get while pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone does it. And so Brad is a great husband. In solidarity, he said he'd have 50 grams of sugar. He hasn't had 50 grams of sugar since...
Oh my gosh, I don't remember the last time. How about Jordan Love? That's what I want to talk about. My quarterback. Quarterback one.
My quarterback. What are you, Terrell Owens? You can start crying?
That's my quarterback.
Jason Wilde joined Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. It's Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, and a sugared-up Brad Northman with Alex Stroff running the show. UKB Nation at 800-990-3776. The carbless talk and text line. Liz is more. See a sporadic Brad on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. But as I mentioned, Jason Wilde joined Jen, Gabe, and Chewy earlier this morning to talk about Jordan Love. And did we crown him too early?
We prematurely crowned him after the way he played in the second half of 2023. And I am among the people who did that. I mean, he was phenomenal in the final eight games and in that playoff game and for three quarters of the playoff game against the 49ers. Can he sustain that? Can he play at that consistent level? Can he avoid critical mistakes when the game is on the line, when it's the most important games of the year? Because in his last five quarters of playoff football, he's thrown five interceptions.
That was Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy earlier this morning. And your quarterback, he was referencing, was crowned too early. Now, Jason himself said he admits to crowning him too early as well. I still don't think it was the wrong move to crown him. Like, I really don't. Like, I think it was okay to do so. If anybody in the NFL, anybody, were to put up those numbers, they would have been compared to what we compared him to, which was Rodgers' run. I think it was the relax run. I think the RE was at the relax, or one of the times he had the mantra of we're going to run the table or relax, and Rodgers went on a tear. What Jordan Love did in the last 8 to 10 games of his rookie year, it's crownable, and it's okay. Last year was a weird year for him. He made some poor decisions. He got hurt. He was injured. He had a lot going through the season. Didn't have a great year, but still was good, right? Didn't have a great year in comparison to the crowning him after 2023. But I don't think it was wrong to crown him too early. He should have. And like, he still can be. He showed us what he's capable of. And to me, that's why I don't think we don't have to look back and be like, oh, we crowned him too early. No, we know what's inside him. And now we just need to see it consistently.
Yeah, my follow-up question would be, what crown are we talking about, right? Because is it the elite crown? Because I don't think anybody crowned him as an elite quarterback in the same conversation as, you know, Allen or Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes. But the franchise quarterback crown, I think he absolutely earned that. I think by the end of 2023, seeing that run, and even last year, he did what a franchise quarterback needs to do to play through injury. He had some mistakes for sure along the way, but he still willed his team, along with some support, to double-digit wins, a wild card berth, going to the playoffs. So he has been crowned a franchise quarterback, and he has earned that. And I don't think I think that's glued on his head. I don't think that's going anywhere. Now, is he an elite quarterback?
Same with the crown being glued on his head.
It's good. It's glued to his helmet. Top 10? Now, a top 10 quarterback, that's a crown that's maybe a little bit more iffy, but I think if anybody crowned him as an elite quarterback or the next Favre or the next Rodgers, certainly that would have been too early and a misjudgment. But
well,
a franchise
quarterback. It did happen. I mean, people were saying we already struck gold three times. We did hear that.
And I would say they did. Struck gold is strong, but like most teams go through extreme growing pains after a Hall of Fame quarterback leaves. And the fact that
he will be in that Hall of Fame talk. Just wait on
it. Well, exactly, Kyle Wall. So the fact that they had a capable franchise quarterback at a minimum, who we know is at least good to very good, I'd say that's a success.
Yeah, when I look at this and I think about crowning him too early, I don't think he was crowned too early. I'm right there with you, Brad. I think he was crowned just right. Jordan Love has showed us enough that he can be a franchise quarterback. Now, what level of franchise quarterback? That's still to be seen. You have to play games. And last year, in 15 games, he had some downs, but he had a lot of ups. You know, he was 9-6 as a starter last year. But then on top of that, when you look at it, we just played a little over-under, and he was still top 10 in touchdown passes. Despite
missing games?
Despite missing games and missing halves of games. And so all I'm saying is this, is that Jordan Love last year gets an incomplete from me. He had the highest drop rate of any quarterback in NFL with all those drops that his receivers had. And then on top of that, he had to play through injuries. And so to me, when we take a step back and we don't look at it from a critical lens and we look at it from a realistic lens of the fact that, yes, did Jordan Love take a leap that we wanted him to take? No. Did he take a step back? No. But do you still feel confident that Jordan Love can be a franchise quarterback? Yes. There is no doubt in my mind, and shouldn't be any doubts in anybody's mind, of whether or not Jordan Love can be the quarterback of this football team for the next decade. But how many championships can he win? How many MVPs can he win? That is to be seen, and that's why he has to prove a lot this year. But not at all. I don't think he was crowned anything too early. He was crowned the starting quarterback in the NFL for the Green Bay Packers because he earned it. The way he played at the end of 2023, he earned the right to be the starting quarterback for this football team. The way he got him to the playoffs, he earned it. And then on top of that, even this year, when he played in football games, he still helped his team win games. So again, I'm not going to sit here and act like we crowned him too early. I think we crowned him at just the right time.
I think it's really interesting because we talk a lot about Jordan Love and what he is and what he could be and how do you quantify how he did last year. Now, this is just one thing. There's so many different ways to look at it, right? Completion percentage, touchdown passes, however you want to do it. But when you look at QBR, and I'm only just taking this because I just wanted to look, like what were the names around him? Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels, Jared Goff, Brock Purdy, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, Matthew Stafford, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Kyler Murray. Those were the top 14 names. And he was fifth on that list. And what's interesting to me is I can tell you the part of the equation is just something that's called run. It just says run. He is right next to Jared Goff in terms of the run rating that goes into the overall QBR. He has more mobility than he showed. He's never going to be a Jaden Daniels or a Josh Allen, but we did see his yards picking up first downs go down significantly because of his injury. He's talked himself, and he's aware that when healthy, he has the ability to pick up first downs. And maybe I'm just the excuse guy right now, but when you are injured at the quarterback position and you're trying to get away from pressure, you're probably more likely to make some decisions that you're not doing normally if you weren't as banged up.
We saw it when he had a poor hip and he rolled out through that bad interception against the Lions, I believe it was. You saw the poor decision-making because of the injury. And so you're not making excuses. We're just pointing out reasons why somebody could potentially make a certain decision or why somebody could potentially not play to a certain level because injuries do impact guys. And this was his first time as a young starter in the NFL trying to figure out how to play through adversity. That is when your body is not at 100%. So he found out how to play through adversity through his body last year, and I expect him to be better this year. But again, I think it is an easy thing to say that Jordan Love will be a top 10 quarterback. For me, I'm aiming for top 5. I think he has all the potential in the world, especially with this offense, with the fact that he has more command of this team as well. I really think he can be a top 5 quarterback in the NFL. It won't be easy.
The top 4 are pretty easy, fair? Right? Lamar, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Patrick Mahomes.
Those are pretty ironclad.
And so
who's scratching for the fifth?
A lot of competition for that fifth spot.
You're
now
talking about Jaden Daniels. You're talking about a Jalen Hurts.
A Jared Goff.
You're talking about a Jared Goff. And you're talking about a Jordan Love?
I mean, you got your Herberts.
Yeah, maybe Herbert.
Herbert. But like, Herbert still to this day has never really reached his peak ceiling that everyone thought he would reach.
Yeah, that's true.
And he was in the same draft class. And now when we talk about that draft class, Jordan Love is probably top 2 in that draft class, top 3.
Tua.
Hurts was in that. Hurts was in that draft class too, wasn't he?
Yeah, Hurts. Yeah. He's three.
Boy, well, that was a hell of a draft class.
It's a heck of a draft
class.
Yeah,
it was a hell of one.
And I think when it comes to quarterbacks in the NFL, there's like three categories, right? You can't win a Super Bowl with him. That's like half the league. Like you can't win a Super Bowl from what we know with like Caleb Williams or
I'll give you some names here. Like I don't think you can win a Super Bowl with Trevor Lawrence personally.
Probably not.
Kyler Murray, I don't think he can win a Super Bowl.
I agree.
A lot of these you can.
But then there's a category where you can win a Super Bowl with them.
But like there's a quick drop off. There's really like you got your Daniel Joneses, your Anthony Richardsons, your Geno Smiths, your Bryce Youngs, your Jameis Winstons. These are guys that are just on the list because they played majority of snaps last year.
Right.
Wow, Dak Prescott was 29th. I know he didn't play a lot, but oof.
No.
And then then there's a whole nother category.
Will Levis was last.
Oof. There's a whole nother category where you win a Super Bowl because of that quarterback. So a category where you can't win with them, you can win with them, you win because of them. I think the win because of them is like the four we listed. That's it. I don't think there's another team where it's like, yeah, they win because of the quarterback. But with Mahomes and Allen and Lamar and Burrow, they win or have the opportunity to win because of those guys. Jordan Love, if he wants to be elite, if he wants to be number five, he's got to be the reason why the Packers
win. The reason why they were as good as they were those last 8 to 10 games.
That's
true. It was because of his play.
So we know it's in there.
And that's my overall point.
But then we have to think about this as well, because I feel like we talk about how do you become a top five quarterback. Jordan Love, you got to have a great offense. And Jordan Love last year, even though being hampered, helped lead a top five offense, top 10 offense, right? And I know you had help with Josh Jacobs, but most teams that win football games have good running games as well. They have great balance. And so though he was down last year with injuries, I still think he played very well, and that's why I'm looking forward to a healthy Jordan Love in his third year in this offense to see exactly what he can do. So I'm a big believer in him. I think this is when he puts himself in that conversation of, okay, Jordan Love might have it to be able to be, you win because of him, but this is a huge year for Jordan Love to determine what the career trajectory is going to be. Is he just going to be a solid starter? Is he going to be top tier? Or is he going to be the reason why you can win a Super Bowl?
Well, we'll find out.
A lot of franchises don't have any hope at all. The Packers at least have hope, and they have hope because of Jordan Love.
Jason chimes in, despite our conversation, please stop making excuses for Jay Love. He couldn't compete against top teams. He was 9-6 against bottom tier teams. He's trying to say he had 9 wins all against the bottom tier teams. But
he's beaten good teams before. So why are we?
He's got to be better this year.
He has to be better this year, but the majority of those games came with him having some type of injury. So let's just keep that in mind as well. When he was healthy, he played well.
Screaming Sicilian Pizza is absolutely amazing. And they also, Palermo's, you have a new pizza to try. I do want to shout out, I believe it was Adam who texted in on the Carbless Talk and text line, a picture of his shopping cart. He found the Cheez-It pizza.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Boy, texted in. He says, it's in stock. I don't think he grabbed enough, because when he tries one, he's going to wish he had grabbed a lot more of the Cheez-It pizza from Palermo's. But he can also try their new Ragu frozen pizzas, available for just $4.99 at Metcalf's from the 12th through the 18th of June. Cheese, combination, pepperoni, supreme. Enjoy the pizzeria-inspired crust topped with Ragu-inspired sauces. It is going to be definitely worth the try. Anything I've tried from Palermo's has always hit the spot. If it's on the shelves, it's worth you grabbing as well. Try the new Ragu frozen pizzas by stopping by Metcalf's or your local grocer today. Jason Wilde joins us next on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
This is Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
I feel like KBN Nation would agree, Kyle, that Ben has most of the issues
on
this panel.
I think I would agree that I have the most flaws on this show as well. Brad's freaking perfect.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Listen to Jason on Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon across these very stations. Wilde and Tausch. Jason, just a heads up, Brad Nortman, out of solidarity with his wife, Lexi, who is pregnant, did the thing where they have to drink a 12-ounce thing of 50 grams of sugar. He did it in solidarity on the show and had 50 grams of sugar, and so his heart rate is elevated, but he's locked in.
Jason, I had 25 grams of sugar in about a 7-ounce thing of water, literally just sugar, water, and then about 23 gummy clusters. I haven't had 50 grams of sugar in I don't know how long. My resting heart rate is usually in the mid-40s. Last checked, it was 80, Jason, so I'm feeling great.
So if you ate more sugar like I do, as I just finished a s'mores cookie, you would look more like me, which would not be good for you. And B, my heart rate, my resting heart rate is like, I don't know, 62, I think.
Yeah.
When I look at my watch, which my doctor said that was pretty good for
an
old guy like me.
Yeah, that's low, Jason.
I'm not an elite, you know, one of the greatest punters of all time.
Oh, Jason.
Like Sam Veit or Tim Mastey, but yours is 40. Does sugar have that major of an impact?
He doesn't ever put in his body.
Yeah, Jason, I don't think I've had 50 grams of sugar in a day in 2025. Probably Christmas. I probably splurged around Christmas, had a couple of cookies, really went crazy. But since then, I don't think I've had, I probably haven't had more than 25 grams of sugar in an entire day, maybe even 20 in this whole year. So I just literally.
He's wired, Jason. He is wired.
You're my hero.
I mean, I can feel my skin. Is that normal? I feel like I just, my mouth can't keep up with my brain. My brain is thinking so many things. My heart is bumping so fast.
Jason, welcome to life.
Are you sure? Are you sure it was sugar?
We're all questioning it, Jason.
Some other white powder.
That's what I said. He's high off something.
Item.
I'm going to be sneaking that sugar back home, Jason.
Jason, more questions is great.
Quick question. No, I just have one more, and then we can move off Johnny Sugar Buzz over there. As a parent, like, it's interesting because Sydney and I have kind of similar sweet tooths. Paula and Maddie are far more disciplined than she and I are. So, like, Maddie, she won't even drink certain versions of lemonade that have too much sugar in them. Mm-hmm. And I respect her. She is like, I'm so proud of her. She lettered in two sports as a freshman. She's a great runner. All these great qualities, much like you, really good athlete. I don't think she's going to punt in the NFL, but you know what I mean. And Sydney's a really, really good athlete too, but she's inherited my taste buds. And sometimes she doesn't make great choices. So for you as a parent, what are your policies going to be that will allow your kids to be kids?
They're going to be deprived,
but
Jason.
Also,
they're going to be living in misery.
But also follow, you know, the kind of dietary wisdom that you and Lexi can provide.
As Ben starts the show every day, I'm going to change it a little bit. It's a great time to be alive, Jason. There's so many sugar-free alternatives that are delicious. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference. I know that's what I and Lexi enjoy is these stevia
sweeteners. Are there drawbacks?
What's that?
Are there drawbacks?
Yeah, tastelessness. Tastelessness.
Yeah, I mean, to the sugar purist, you might say this is not an equal trade. But you know, health-wise, yeah, you get all the flavor, none of the guilt. How about that, Jason?
That's not true.
And we're going to
like a Carbless commercial.
And exactly, just like Carbless, no guilt there. So yeah, we're gonna educate them. We're gonna educate them so well that they're gonna make the same choices as us.
I cannot wait until they come and I sneak them some candy. I'm gonna sneak them all. Come here, come
don't
here.
Don't you do that?
Open your mouth. Open. Put it in. Don't let your daddy know now.
They'll know. Because they're going to be running around like crazy.
Who gave it to you?
So real quick story. So we had another set of kids before we had our current boys. They were older. They were like 8 and 5. And we did this. We taught them about high fructose corn syrup.
Oh my gosh. And 8 and 5 year olds are getting science classes at home.
And so we educated them on sugar and high fructose corn syrup and additives and stuff. And before long, they didn't want it either. And one of my really, really good friends, Drew Herba, he always comes back from Florida for the summer. And he was so against it. He's like, I'm bringing Hershey syrup. I'm bringing ice cream. And then the girls would call him the high fructose corn syrup guy. She's like, they're like, is there high fructose corn syrup in here? And Drew's like, yes. And he's like, you're gonna love it.
Those poor kids are going to school and they're like,
that's where they got bullied. Brainwashed by Brad. The kids like, you want a cookie? Oh, is that high fructose syrup? Is that high fructose?
They're ahead of their time.
No, they get made fun of. I know I would. Goodness gracious.
Jason Wilde joining us here on Kyle Bruss and Orton.
That's got to be the only 5-year-old in the United States that is a high fructose corn syrup.
That's seriously bad for me.
Oh, man. A little birdie told me, Jason, that you had an interesting exchange with Matt LaFleur about the young players. And if the little birdie says it's good, I'd love for you to share.
Well, the birdie, of course, is Alex Stroff. And I just mentioned this to him. And I know he's going to, what are you buzzing me for?
Yeah, it's obviously
he's
you.
Also high
not
off
the,
sugar as well.
Not the little birdie. Yeah, I had a Red Bull.
Yeah, Red Bull and
Gushers. Red Bull and those nerds.
Yeah.
I mean, God, Uncle Alex and Uncle Ben and Uncle Kyle could be real problematic.
I'll tell you what.
If they ever get invited.
Only supervised interactions. I don't want to see any exchanges on the hands.
Treat them like prospective foster parents. We have to really see if these guys qualify and are going to be allowed to be around our children.
Yeah,
by the way, do I get a fast pass for that? Or now that I've revealed my love of sugar, am I out too? Back to the little birdie's point. The last question of the press conference, Dan, and I won't just read the transcript because I think you guys are going to want to listen to it. But anytime Matt LaFleur admits that I asked a great question, I'm pretty happy about it. And it was about this. And I've been saying this for a while. I think I've said it to you guys. I really feel like this team has a ton of young players that have had really, really good moments. Like you look at them and go, that guy's a really good player. That guy's a really good player. But there's not been the sustained consistency that tells you they're going to be that type of player far more frequently than they are the opposite or a lesser version. And so I wanted to know what Matt thought his team was capable of accomplishing if those guys are who he thinks they are. And it was great because he actually like self-edited himself. At one point he said, I don't want to put too much out there. I think he views his team similarly to the way I view his team, which is I think they've got the potential to be a really, really good team if those guys are as good as they have flashed themselves of being capable of being. And so I'll be curious what you guys think of it when you listen to what he said. But it sounded to me like a guy who believes he's got a really good football team and doesn't want to put that out into the universe by saying it flat out that they could be a Super Bowl team. But I think he sees the same thing I see.
Play it for a Stroff. I know you have it. Mark Murphy having the team break with 1-2-3 Super Bowl is just so Mark Murphy. I love it. My follow-up to that is who are some of those guys, maybe like four of them, that you identify when you're asking the question, you see their faces?
Yeah, I mean, I would say the wide receiver group for sure, right? Dontavian Wicks, Jaden Reed for sure. You know, look, even in fairness to Romeo, who I know I've been critical of, for how he handled things last year. Like, he's shown some moments where if you want to get, if you want to pick up a 3rd and 7, you're throwing the football to him. I think of Devontae Wyatt, who had like 3 sacks in the first few games, then he hurt his ankle and was never the same. I think of Quay Walker, who's going around on a scooter. He's got his foot in a boot, apparently dating back to his ankle injury in Seattle.
Oh, wow.
You know, he was a guy that I thought right before that injury, I thought he had finally turned the corner, and, you know, folks that have been critical of him were starting to look and go, well, maybe he's now becoming the guy that they were hoping he would be when they drafted him. I think, you know, you look defensively and not only are there the 2 first-round picks from 2022, but you know, they got some safeties that showed some flashes last year. I think Evan Williams has a whole nother gear he can get to as a player. I think Carrington Valentine, you know, I mean, he seems to really like Stroff, which leads me to wonder a little bit about his judgment. But I think he's just a guy that could really – yeah, they did a Q&A together. They did a walk and talk. Like they,
wow.
I think they're tight now.
He didn't really – to fairness to Carrington, he didn't seem to really have a choice of who he got to be interviewed by.
Fair. But they seem to have a relationship. And look, I can see how, to some people, Stroff is a likable guy. I'm one of those people. I like him.
That's
so
good. My
point is that there's a bunch of guys, but it all starts at the quarterback. And I saw the ESPN Milwaukee social media team put out my little clip this morning from our show talking about Jordan. And I have expressed my frustration because simply because I'm not willing to say he's going to be a MVP or a Hall of Famer or all the great things that all Packers fans would love for him to be, I must be a hater of him.
Oh, and Twitter must have been coming after you, huh?
Had to mute a few people on the old Twitter machine.
You know?
But yeah, look, I think I just find it exhausting because I think I've been pretty positive about him.
Jason, you should embrace the hate. You should embrace the hate. The fact that so many people.
Look at the stuff that happens. Here's an example, and I don't want to get political.
Go ahead, Jason.
Simone Biles, who's one of the most accomplished athletes in American history, goes up against this fifth-place swimmer who's on Fox News all the time.
Seventh place.
Who hates trans people. And she gives her opinion, and then she has to, she ends up issuing an apology later for giving her opinion. That's why it's just not, the juice is not worth the social media squeeze to me. It's never going to be, and I certainly am not going to jeopardize my career and I've been close to saying things that I'm glad I didn't, but many a career has been ruined because of a tweet.
I
ain't embracing the hate.
Don't embrace the hate then, Jason. Don't embrace the hate, but I do want
to say doing well.
I am doing well, but I will say this though. Do we need to embrace the fact that Bo Melton might actually have a chance to be a good corner?
I think we should allow for that possibility. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, look, he's, do I think it's likely? No. I got into a little bit of a debate. Was it yesterday with Homer? I think he's still going to be on this team. I think he's got a clear niche as a wide receiver. I think he's one of their few core special teams guys. Bisaccia loves him. LaFleur loves him. Now, that doesn't mean Goody loves him.
The wide receiver was deep, Jason. Even Mecole Hardman looked like he played well.
It is. I'm still not sold that Mecole Hardman's going to make this team. But you're right. I mean, if we're counting Christian Watson, who I don't know what his situation will look like when training camp starts and when the September 7th opener comes around. But Watson, Dobbs, Wicks, Reed, Melton, Heath, Golden, Savion Williams, and Mecole Hardman. That is, I've got my fingers here. That's nine guys.
Can't carry that.
That they're never going to carry nine. You take, let's just hypothetically, because I still think this is the most likely scenario. Christian Watson is not fully cleared by then, and he either starts the season on IR for four games or on the PUP. Now you're down to eight. They're not carrying eight either. Now they might have guys they want to sneak onto the practice squad since there's not the limitations in terms of experience that there used to be, but guys don't want that. I mean, guys that have played, they want to be on a 53-man roster. So I don't know if that's Heath. I don't know if that's Melton. I don't know if that's Hardman, but, they're going to carry six, maybe seven, but definitely not eight and definitely not nine. So, I think Bo Melton is doing what the team wants. He's doing what's smart for a guy that is not guaranteed a roster spot. But I did think it was important, and I thought he did a good job of emphasizing this yesterday. He is not changing positions. He is adding a position to his job description.
Well, Jason, we appreciate the insight. Look forward to hearing what your exchange was with Matt LaFleur, and we will talk to you next week. And you owe me a call.
All right, I gotta go get myself some Sweethearts ropes that I saw Sydney brought
in
today.
Oh, wow.
Don't get Brad itching.
How many do I have to? Yeah, Brad's already. He's jonesing for it already, I can tell.
Google searching candy with most sugar to sneak on back home.
Jason owes you a call?
He does.
I do. Yeah. I didn't get.
Don't worry about it, Strofe.
Oh, wow. Make it a three-way call, guys.
Of course. You need to be part of everything. Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
The person that I would involve in everything in my life, if I could, is Gina Della from Pella.
Oh, yeah. Gina Della from Pella. She knocks it out of the park every time. That's because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is your go-to place to upgrade those windows and doors that you've been waiting to do for too long. It's summertime now. You're probably going in and out of that door, opening and closing that window more often. You probably want to keep that cold air on the inside and hot air out. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin will do that. They're going to change your home's value and decrease that energy cost. That transformation from the inside out is something that only Pella Windows and Doors can give you. And where else can you get an offer like this? No interest and no payments for up to 2 years. That's right. You can get those Pella Windows and Doors right now. Enjoy it for 2 years, and not a cent has to leave your bank account. That's because they work with any craftsmanship, color, project, budget, whatever it is. Pella Windows and Doors will meet you right where you are at and get you exactly what you need on your terms, on your budget. So don't wait any longer. This ends the end of June, so make sure you act now and get your free, that's right, completely free in-home consultation, and enjoy your Pella Windows and Doors. Visit them at PellaWI.com.
Alex Strofe, you're going to send us out here. How would you describe what is coming up next?
From a musical perspective, it is my best work ever. It is better than We Didn't Start the Fire from 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
It's much better than Love Yourself from last week. It is my Friday parody Packers song on a Thursday. It's the best one yet.
Rumors have said it's actually good. And you always say it's actually good.
Look, I don't take a lot of pride in my singing ability, but I do today. My weekly Packers parody song, An Ode to Jair Alexander, is coming up next. It's Kyle Brust and Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Kyle, I love you.
Can't say the same.
That's fair.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Time to hear from Alex Strofe. I was not here last week, so I didn't hear the bad parody song. How short is the parody song from last week? Because I would love to bring anyone up to speed.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good.
I heard it was horrible, so it was good.
It was probably like a C+.
Yeah. Well, it's Kyle Brust and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Alex Strofe will be out tomorrow. Let's hear, you know what? Before we play any of your old songs, you're so excited about your new song, and I think everyone deserves to hear your new parody song since you'll be out tomorrow. So it's Packers parody songs on a Friday, on a Thursday with Alex Strofe. Oh, no.
Yes.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye. Bye bye. Bye bye. Jai is hopping on a flight. His body hasn't always been right. I know his back's been tight. Hey Jai, come on. I don't want him to leave, but he hasn't been here for me. So now it's time to leave and make Nixon the one. I know that Goody can't take no more. It ain't no lie.
No lie.
I wanna see you out, Lambo Jair. Bye, 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 bye. Don't wanna be stuck with you. Valentine, Nixon, Hobbs too. You may hate us, but it ain't no lie, Jair. Bye, bye, bye. I don't wanna say that you're not tough. I just want to tell you that we've had enough. Hobbs might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, Jair. Bye, 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 bye.
Wow. Bye, bye. That was incredible.
Man, what a great song. Not your song. The original. Good job, though. I just wanted to sing with you. You should have hit the part, I don't want to be. That would have been great. I don't want to leave you, Jair.
I'm not sure he has that octave.
I don't want to be here no more.
I didn't get that far, but yeah, there it is. That's this week's song.
That is
pretty
utterly
good, huh?
Incredible.
Yeah, very good.
Ben, wow. I didn't oversell it, did I?
No, no. I am shocked by how good it was.
It was really good. Really good.
800-990-3776. I love your feedback on Alex Strofe's Jair Bye Bye Bye.
I mean, the whole song was great. My favorite part, the early bye-byes.
Right? Yeah, going, that was a lot. Bye-bye. That was a lot.
Because it didn't sound good at all.
No, no.
Like,
no.
Those didn't sound
good.
No,
that was on purpose. I was trying to throw you off the scent.
I don't know.
So then you came in and went hard.
All I'm thinking is, Jair, bye, bye, bye.
That's all I'm thinking right now, man.
I wish you.
I can still see the dance.
If I could have some criticism.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But I guess it's not the theme of the song. I just didn't know if there was fitting in any of the good times, you know?
When you break up with somebody, you don't think about the good times. That's why you break up.
Yeah, you're not going to be part of this game for two.
Yeah.
Not going to be a fool in this game for two.
Go
so
ahead.
Baby, bye, bye, bye.
Bye. Oh, wait. Okay. Bye. Okay.
I was pretty proud of the line of, it's time to let you go and make Nixon the one. Did you catch that?
I think I did.
Yeah.
Doug, oh my gosh, that was amazing.
It was amazing.
Tony and Aaron, man, that was fire.
Yeah, it was good.
David, two thumbs up. Chris, oh my gosh, Strophe.
It was good, man.
Really good.
You should feel very proud.
Well, Chris attached 6 eye roll emojis, so I don't think he was a fan. But nonetheless, I appreciate the love, either way.
Everyone's going to love everything.
I do think it was better than We Didn't Start the Fire.
Ooh, I don't know, actually.
I think it was better.
This is a classic.
Strophe's like AI. He's evolving over time. I think he took a step back. Self-corrected, and now this one, I mean, this is a new high water.
Yeah, this would be tough to top.
Very tough.
You got to get another banger.
I think.
Would you like to compare and contrast?
I would like to compare and contrast next. I want We Didn't Start the Fire. I need it. I need Strophe parody songs like Brad Needs Sugar.
Need it!
I also love IKEA and going over there. Chef Ed says, you're not cooking with gas, but you're cooking with Chef Ed. Strophe. College students, if you're looking to make your campus living more comfortable, affordable, fashionable, IKEA can help. And it's not just college students, parents of college students. You know where to take your parents. That is IKEA, because they have innovative storage solutions to make that space much more easy to live in. They make it fashionable. They have bedding and accessories to make it yours. IKEA makes college living inspired by you. Qualified college students can get 15% off IKEA purchases. It's never too early. You might have just got back. Or you just graduated, start thinking about what you want your dream apartment, dorm, house, wherever you're going to live to look like. Visit IKEA Oak Creek or check out the Ready for College section at IKEA.com/US. Bye, bye, bye. Alex Strophe taking us back to We Didn't Start a Fire. Grammys for Strophe coming up next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Steph, your biggest strength in life that you bring to this world?
Probably my wife, because she keeps me calm. Even when I'm cursing at the TV during Packers games, I always know I can fall back on her.
That's sweet, man. Who knew KBN Nation had so many simps? Boy, I love this. I love this.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
We bump back with this for a reason, because Alex Strophe has done a great job of putting together his parody songs during the Packers offseason. It's Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. We take you back to his first week. Strophe didn't start the fire. Mark Murphy, goodbye.
My favorite part.
Aaron Rodgers, Jordy Nelson, Brett Favre, Don Hudson, Eddie Bennett, Bart Starr, go Pack, go. Jordan Love, Matthew Golden, touchdown on the Lions, Lambo leaps, cheese heads, 100 days to go.
Hey.
Alexander Jair, will he even be here?
Nope.
April hosted the draft. September brings touchdown craft. Matt LaFleur, Halfley, how great can it be? New press policy, Mark Murphy, goodbye.
We didn't start the fire. Green and gold are blazing. All the fans are praising. We didn't start the fire. From the draft to glory, it's the same old story.
That one was so good. What a banger first hit.
Good first song.
Good first
song.
You
gotta have range in an album.
Yeah. Do you have time to play?
I haven't heard this one, so I want to get to it.
It's not great.
Week 2, I heard it was horrible. Go! Oh, this is good.
Jordan Love can't play football. Simple as that.
For all the times they said Jordan Love regressed. And all the talking heads he didn't impress.
Okay.
You think he's bad, O'Shawn, for goodness sake. You think I'm missing Aaron? No, but I ain't.
Hey.
And I didn't want to write a song, cause I don't want anyone thinking I still care what you say, but now it's what they all say. And Love and I are moving on, and I think this year is golden, and it won't hold Reed back. Maybe you should know that Wisconsin don't like you, and we like everyone.
It's a great line.
And I never liked you, put you in a song. And I've been so caught up in the draft, didn't hear you talking crap, but now I know.
What you know, Strofe?
We're better than Chicago. If you don't like the way Love slings that pillow, baby, you should cheer for something else. And if you think LaFleur isn't a genius, so baby, look at that offensive help.
Debacle. Good.
It's also.
It was good, right?
Good.
Good.
It's grown on me. But I mean, the trick is this. It's the fact that he gets just incredible beats, all these classic songs.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the
like,
beats are
but
so
I will
good.
Say, Jeff and the Beer Chuck, We Didn't Start the Fire is better than Bye Bye Bye. Ooh. I think I'm on that page.
We might need to poll that. I don't know if
we've hit Bye 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 for ESPN Wisconsin, but before we go 4 and 4 hour at 4. Go.
Hey, hey. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye.
You dance unathletically.
Fast forward to Ben's wedding right there.
Jai is hopping on a flight. His body hasn't always been right. I know his back's been tight. Hey, Jai, come on. I don't want him to leave, but he hasn't been here for me. So now it's time to leave and make Nixon the one. I know that Goody can't take no more. It ain't no lie. I wanna see you out, Lambo Jair. Bye, 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 bye. Don't wanna be stuck with you, Valentine Nixon Hobbs too. You may hate us, but it ain't no lie, Jair. Bye, bye, bye. I don't wanna say that you're not tough. I just wanna tell you that we've had enough. Hobbs might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, Jair. Bye, 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 bye.
There it is. I think We Didn't Start the Fire is my favorite. Jim, Matt, and Molly so up next in Madison. You have the Damn Sports Show in Beaver Dam. The Miz, which I want to go by Mizzy. What's his first name, Brad? You'll find out in 2 minutes.
Mitch?